Back in July of 2020, at the apex of the pandemic, I conducted an interview with the man whose name is synonymous with this pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Though brief it was, Fauci offered some keen insights into the virus's origins as well as cutting-edge treatments, like his daily regimen of cat piss and Alka-Seltzer, which he claimed rendered him immune. Now he has agreed to again afford us some of his very valuable time. Dr. Fauci, welcome back to That Larry Show.
Hey, how you doing? Did you get your vaccine yet?
No, I haven't.
The fuck is wrong with you people? Me and those other essentials and heroes, we bust our asses day and night to put miracles in a syringe. And hesitant cafones like you won't take them.
Well, there are a lot of nasty side effects, and nobody really knows what will happen long term.
You know who knows? I know, because I'm a scientist. And smart people follow the science, which begs the question, how smart are you?
Whoa, hang on there, Doc.
That's another thing. We need to adjust my nomenclature.
Your nomenclature?
Yeah, the prefix before my name. Considering what I've done for mankind, doctor seems a little weak.
Really? What do you want to be called?
God.
God?
Or Your Highness, Your Excellency, something that seems more appropriate given my contribution.
How much were you paid for your contribution?
More than you think, but not as much as I want.
How much do you want?
I kind of like Bill Gates' pay grade.
The last time we talked, you said the world was doomed, that no one would survive the virus. What happened to that science?
You know, I don't like your tone.
My tone or my questions?
Both.
First, you said nobody needs a mask. Then you said everyone needs a mask. Then two masks. Now you're back to no masks. Why should anyone believe anything you say?
I'm liking your tone less and less.
Last time we talked, you hung up on me. I get your tone right here, Fauci.
Hey, fuck you and fuck your podcast, if you motherfucking piece of shit hesitant bastard.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
By the way, if you want to hear the first Fauci interview, you can find it. That's episode 265 in the July 2020 tab at thatlarryshow.com. It's also on my YouTube channel. It seems that by almost any metric, this pandemic is on the wane. All those billions of vaccine doses have been produced, but now there's a surplus. All those who wanted them have gotten them, and those who haven't won't be. And that's caused no small measure of consternation in certain circles. Big circles, government circles, pharmaceutical circles, Twitter blue check circles, media circles, which are all part of a much larger circle, which I have named the ASTCO circle, that, as regular listeners know by now, is an acronym for the phrase, assholes seeking to control others. Oh, and speaking of ASTCOs, a lot of them might be feeling kind of duped and kind of conned. All those boys and girls who rolled up their sleeves and took an experimental drug, not because they really needed it, but for a Krispy Kreme donut. They could have held out for a $5 million lottery ticket like in New York or other big cash prizes that are now being offered all over the country. Who knows how much more government will offer? Those ASTCOs are getting kind of desperate. Their outreach seems to have a bifurcated approach, either the cajoling velvet glove of flawed logic and reconstituted bullshit, or the mailed fist of ridicule, insults, and vitriol. We're going to have a look at both. First, the velvet glove on the liver-spotted hands of Fauci and the president, who just did a joint YouTube interview with a person named Manny Mua, whose channel is about makeup and skincare. Manny has almost 5 million subscribers, so he's pretty established. Before Manny can even lob a question at the president, Joey says this.
You can call me Joe POTUS if you'd like, President of the United States.
How about that? His first statement, he pulls rank. Do you know who I am? I am POTUS. Maybe Joey has some lingering doubts about who he is. Or maybe he needs to remind himself. Here's Manny.
I'm fully vaccinated myself, and I absolutely recommend getting vaccinated. But, you know, America, land of the free will.
That's right, Manny. This is America. It's about freedom. But here's Joey's position on vaccines.
I think it's an obligation.
Isn't that amazing? A YouTube beauty guru has a much better understanding of America, the Constitution, and liberty than the guy that swore to protect those things. Manny was also curious about all those kids being vaxxed.
There's a lot of rumors that are going around that young and healthy people don't need to get the vaccine. You should save it for people who are a little bit older. What do you guys think about that?
Put on your foul weather gear, folks. Here comes Fauci's fire hose of bullshit.
Well, certainly young children, even though statistically, when they get infected, it's unlikely that they would have a serious disease compared to an elderly person or a person who has an underlying condition, but they are not exempt from getting serious illness. So you want to protect the youngsters, be they adolescents, be they young children, you want to protect them. There's no doubt about it.
Now, why does Fauci have such a bug up his ass about getting kids, even infants as young as 6 months, vaccinated? His contention about children being vectors of infection is so patently false, it's not worth rebuttal. It's a total lie. And as we know, Fauci has been caught lying on multiple occasions. Well, here's a guess. Fauci might be the most politically embedded medicine man of all time. If a presidential candidate wants to get elected, it cannot be done without one massive group that wields ultimate political power, and that would be the teachers' unions. Long ago, it was the Teamsters that got presidents elected. Now it's the teachers. They have a death grip on politics in New York, California, Illinois, and other big states. And they want to be safe. Are they demanding students be vaccinated? Yes, they are. Would it not be easier and cheaper just to vaccinate the teachers? If the vaccines work, why would teachers even care if students were vaccinated? Don't look for an answer. You're not going to get one. Next, Manny, the beauty guru, asks POTUS about vaccine passports.
So I've heard rumors about, you know, of course, a vaccine passport and when you'll need to confirm whether you have the vaccine or not to travel or to go to concerts, etc. Do you feel like that's going to be something that's going to be implemented more?
And with boundless magnanimity, POTUS says,
well, look, federally, we're not going to have any mandate.
Whew, what a relief. The federal government will not demand vaccine passports. But they won't forbid schools and corporations from demanding them, will they? No, no, they won't. But the state of Florida will, God bless it. So that was the velvet glove treatment. The mailed fist came from Jimmy Kimmel and his owners at ABC and Disney.
More than one in four say they are not planning to get the vaccine ever. 26% of Americans are planning to skip the shot altogether, which is crazy to me. I get that people are skeptical of politicians or celebrities telling them what to do, but we should listen to doctors. These are men and women who've been on the front lines of this thing, risking their lives to save ours, and they're frustrated, and who could blame them? If we don't get more people vaccinated, we could see new mutations of this virus and go through this all over again. So as a public service, we ask some real doctors to offer their best advice to those who are on the fence about the vaccine, and pay attention, because this is important.
Which doctors is Jimmy talking about? The ones his handlers selected to parrot the scripts they were given? How about all those other doctors, and there are many thousands of them here and around the world, who are not so confident about those experimental vaccines? Will Jimmy let those doctors be heard? No. How much money do Pfizer and other big pharma outfits spend each year advertising on ABC programming? Well, there are places you can find those numbers, but rest assured, it's a fuck ton. You think that might have anything to do with Jimmy's little public service announcement in the middle of his propaganda log? Here's some of those essential, finger-wagging, insult-hurling heroes in their lab coats and stethoscopes telling us just what morons we are.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor. An actual medical doctor.
I've practiced medicine.
Okay, you got it, people? They're doctors.
I spent 4 years in undergraduate school, then 4 years in medical school,
and then another 5 years as a resident in emergency medicine.
Look at all of my diplomas.
I'm 53 now, and I won't have my student loans paid off till well after I retire.
Got that? Takes a lot of school to become a doctor. All us dummies clear on that?
Did you know there are between 60 and 100,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body? I know that because I've studied human bodies.
Did you know the human body has 205 bones? Well, you're wrong. It's actually 206.
I did know that because I'm a doctor.
Well, how about that? They can all recite meaningless Wikipedia factoids that Kimmel's crack producers put on the teleprompter to remind us of how smart they are and how stupid we are.
But you read something on Facebook?
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry? She posted it?
The one who's 53 and still builds dollhouses?
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Imagine that. Somebody 53 years old and still building dollhouses. How stupid. If only that dollhouse builder could be as smart as that genius doctor who's still paying off student loans at age 51 and will be well into retirement. There must be some kind of pill you can take to become that smart. Maybe a pill manufactured by Pfizer.
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his Gabella?
Then tell him to shut the f*** up. The Gabella's right here. By the way.
Ooh, isn't she the smarty pants doctor? She's wearing these dinner plate spectacles that cover half her face. Those are what the smart people wear, right? Wonder if Jimmy's producers told her to wear those. And she wants us to know that whatever you hear on some podcast, whatever it is, it's not to be believed because Jimmy Kimmel and ABC TV, who are owned by Big Pharma, they're the ones to believe. They care about us. Then the big finish is back to kindergarten show and tell about pointing to places on the anatomy and naming ingredients in vaccine recipes, all of which is also available on Wikipedia. Ooh, and then that big spectacle pissed off doctorette, she delivers the Kimmel coup de grace and tells us to shut the fuck up and then flips us the fuck you finger. Ooh, edgy, stunning, brave. Isn't she something? A healer and a hero. A classy, life-risking, frontline, essential, super smart hero. Mm-hmm. The final billboard and video spit in our stupid, unintelligent eyes is a card that says, quote, brought to you by people who are smarter than we are, unquote. That does not apply to anyone listening to this show, but that statement does apply to Jimmy and every smooth-brained, mouth-breathing dullard who laps up his nightly propaganda cast. A few years back, I lost my cousin. We were very close. His doctor misdiagnosed his cancer for a couple of years. It would have been treatable until it was too late. Oops. His doctor had enough diplomas in his office to wallpaper a fucking barn. Doctors are people. And just like all people, some are really smart. And some are kind of stupid, even with all that school. Some are committed to helping people and some are in it for the money. In the end, credentials don't mean shit. It's experience and intelligence that matter. To be clear, people who need the vaccine, who take the vaccine, have every right to do so, and may it afford them all the protection they desire. But they have no right whatsoever to demand anyone else take it. That's where they transition from good people to ASTCOs. They say hindsight is 20/20. That's not entirely accurate. If someone has myopic vision, biased or irrational opinions, the scene in the rearview mirror will be just as distorted as the forward view. And that applies to history and historians. Only God has an objective opinion. Everyone else's is skewed, including mine. This spinning ball has been through a lot of crazy times, and those times get all kinds of names. The pre-recorded history periods have all the tongue twister names, Paleolithic and Mesolithic and so on. But once we showed up, the names got a lot simpler. Stone Age, Bronze Age, Iron Age, Dark Age, Industrial Age, Age of Enlightenment. Seems like someone's reduced the wattage on that one, doesn't it? So what will historians call this age? At the start of the 2020s, some were calling it the Roaring Twenties Redux. But the China virus put the brakes on that. Chop chop. What phrase will summarize these times? Maybe the age of overabundant caution? How about the lockdown age? The shelter at home age? How about the whimpering, mewling, shit your pants, terrified 20s? That sounds about right. The age when an invisible enemy became the societal overlord. But now it does seem that's going away. Those CDC guidelines, which have had all the consistency of a weather vane in a tornado, now they're saying masks are mostly unnecessary, and that outdoors, they were never needed in the first place. In the 168 million COVID cases around the globe, only two are suspected of being transmitted outdoors, and they're not even sure about that. Here we are on the doorstep of Memorial Day, the real beginning of summer in America. Remember last Memorial Day? The closed beaches? Remember the videos of cops chasing down and tackling a surfer on an empty beach and then handcuffing him? That surfer was a public menace, out there riding combers on the vast Pacific all by his lonesome self. God knows how many people he endangered. And the leaders of Los Angeles, well, they were only following the science. Science says, science do. And the cops are only following their orders. Remember the instructions from elected officials for the beach last summer?
Maintain social distance. Wear a mask on the beach. And when you walk on the beach, walk on the wet sand, not the dry sand.
How does one get to the wet sand without crossing the dry sand? Well, they never explained that. They never felt the need to explain it because they're leaders. They know more than we do. They are smarter than we are. Same as Kimmel and his hand-picked, doll-eyed, teleprompter-reading, credentialed parrots in lab coats. That stuff you know? Like how to do a real job or run a business? To make your own way in the world, what is that compared with a career in politics, where the keys to advancement and success are ass-kissing and dick-sucking, and cashing checks from the government that never bounce and never stop? Just to keep a sense of perspective about this pandemic, at this time where it appears those experts agree it is waning, it has killed 0.04%. of the world's population. Contrast that with the bubonic plague that killed between 30 and 60% of the entire world. That was a pandemic with all caps and boldface impact font. Invisible enemy. For over a year now, hundreds of millions of grown-ass adults have been scurrying around the great outdoors wearing masks, sometimes two masks or more, and those plastic face shields, as if there were entire clouds, fog banks of COVID viruses circulating anywhere and everywhere. People jogging on empty beaches or deserted hiking trails, riding bikes and motorcycles, driving cars alone. Last summer, I watched some chooch, alone, streaking across salt water in an open speedboat, masked up. What was he afraid of? Who was he protecting? Seagulls? Fish? You gotta wonder how those people feel now. Do they feel like they were conned? Betcha they don't. Betcha they feel righteous. Justified. They were good citizens. Obeying orders. Who is anyone to question authority? Just this past Sunday, my daughter went to one of her favorite hangs, the Melrose Trading Post. It's a big outdoor flea market in West Hollywood. And even though the experts and officials have now declared masks are unnecessary outdoors, the trading post says, oh no, everyone must be masked. Was it ever about health or safety or protecting anybody? Doesn't look that way. Looks like it was about power and control and, most of all, groupthink. All those Twitter blue checks that have,
wear your damn mask,
right next to their preferred pronouns. Here's a new phrase that describes them. And remember, friends, you heard it here first. Hive supremacists. That's what they are. And woe unto you if you disagree. Is there an upside to all this? Well, yes, there is. Nobody has to guess anymore about teams, huh? People wear their political bumper stickers right on their faces. But now, as we all see, and as I saw during two very illegal cross-country road trips during lockdown, there seems to be a correlation between intelligence and geography. And it looks as if the places those coastal elites, the places that they like to denigrate as dummy zones, filled with hillbillies and hayseeds and hooples, people who did not wear masks, well, it sure now looks as if those hooples were the smart ones. Pre-China virus, it was a little harder to tell who was on what team. You had to search for that coexist sticker on the Prius. Now it's clear. It's like the whole world is shirts versus skins. There's even a new category, the ultra-maskers. When the CDC science said mask up, they said, yes, CDC, we shall. And they double and triple mask. And now that the CDC says mask off, well, these ultra-maskers say, fuck the CDC. What do they know about science? We're double masking and doing face shields. Which is great. As Manny Mua says, that's America. Wear a mask, wear a hazmat suit, wear a Skynair pack. Get your ass down to NASA and see if they'll sell you a fucking moon suit. If that makes you happy and feel safe, do it. But leave the rest of us the fuck alone. L-U-F-T-A, Lufters. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. For more comment and commentary, as well as an archive of hundreds more episodes, visit ThatLarryShow.com. I'll post those videos I mentioned earlier in the show. You know, while you're there, why not click a subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode? If you really like what you heard, why not help me keep this thing going and join the Take No Shit Dojo? Click the Patreon or PayPal buttons, or if you prefer snail mail, there's a P.O. Box address right on the homepage. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Mastodon. All those links are also at ThatLarryShow.com. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit. Thank you.